WFHR, 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Demonstrations changing shape in Portland, Oregon, as a federal judge temporarily blocks President Trump from sending in federal troops in the name of fighting crime. CBS's Ashar Qureshi.
Our producer in Portland told us that before those clashes at the ICE facility, the city was calm and those protests have been contained to a single block. The city even hosted its annual marathon yesterday.
Senators back at work in Washington with no signs of movement on the sixth day of a government shutdown, Majority Leader John Thune tells Fox.
The Democrats just need to open up the government. I'm hoping that some of them have a change of heart.
Set a budget for holiday shopping yet? One company expects it'll be about 5.3% higher than last year. Adobe Analytics Vivek Pandia says we'll have new helpers, too.
We're seeing consumers lean on these generative AI platforms to get ideas on what to buy for different people, to find out where they can get the best absolute deal and find cheaper versions of goods.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. No more pennies at Quick Trip. The company announced recently they're going penniless. Connie Feldman reports.
Cash transactions will now be rounded down to the nearest 5 cents. So if you're paying with cash, you could actually save a couple cents. You'd pay a buck, for example, if your total is $1.04. Credit card and digital transactions, though, will stay the same. In a statement, the company says they made the move because their penny supplies are exhausted and they haven't gotten enough guidance from the U.S. Department of Treasury after the decision to stop minting new pennies.
According to its website, Quick Trip serves almost 12 million people every week. It has stores across Wisconsin, Minnesota, northern Michigan, Iowa, Illinois, and South Dakota. It's a magical time of the year. If you're lucky, you'll get to see monarch butterflies. Savannah Tolme-Olsen has more.
Monarch butterflies are on a 2.5-month journey down south to central Mexico. They usually fly during the day and roost at night. Those roosts can sometimes contain hundreds or thousands of butterflies. Karen Oberhauser is an entomology professor at UW-Madison. She says only super-generation monarchs migrate. Now get this, only 2 to 5% of eggs and caterpillars even make it to adulthood. So the ones heading south are special.
And then this final generation, this 2 to 5% has to migrate all the way to Mexico and come partway back. So it's really an incredible story of survival against incredible odds.
Anybody can help track their migration. It's all based on citizen sightings. Anybody with property can help butterflies, too, by planting things like milkweed and nectar sources. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tolme-Olsen.
And I'm Melissa Kay. You're listening to WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies with a few showers possible, mainly in the morning. It'll be a chillier day with highs in the low to mid-60s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows near 40, sunny and comfortable on Tuesday, high temperatures in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 51.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day.
Sometimes I'm right, and I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song.
Let's get it going. Time for the morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by our producers around here. We got Seth.
Good morning.
Laura.
Hi.
And the best listeners in radio.
That's you.
I hope you're all having a great start to your week out there. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Nothing but fun over the next 2 hours. Nothing but fun. Got some good stories lined up for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is coming up. We'll get into that. Have we passed peak social media? Is America an outlier? We'll get into that one. Got that lined up for us. How many parents are going to be doing DIY Halloween costumes this year? We'll be talking on that. Getting into that one. We'll kick off the 10 o'clock hour with some fun. We've got the kitchens open lined up for you. Be looking forward to that.
Yep.
And we'll be getting after that a monthly veterans update from our good friend Tom Heiser.
Try out the bumper.
looking forward to that bumper that you produced and hearing that one. A little bit of entertainment news for everybody. We'll touch on that, and I want to make sure that we have time for a couple of other topics too that I had lined up here. I wanted to get into both of those, so all that lined up for you. Local schedule as well,
whatever they are,
whatever lunch. That is,
yeah. Oh, you're gonna enjoy. I don't want to tease it even. That's why I don't even tease it.
Well,
all that stuff is lined up for y'all, and we'll be getting into in just a little bit, plus plenty of other things. We got local good things going on in our area we'll be talking about as well. But first off, I want to begin with the newest health hack. It's going around TikTok. It is the 50 jump trend.
Sure.
And people are now wondering if anybody out there has tried this. If any of our listeners have, please call up 715-424-2600. Okay. You can also use the Civic Media app if
it
you'd like.
Self-explanatory.
Pretty much.
Actually, I'm curious. I have not heard this at all, actually.
So the idea is simple. The minute you get out of bed, you jump in place 50 times. That's it. It's supposed to be a quick way to increase your heart rate and get the blood flowing, which gets oxygen to your brain first thing after waking up. If you're not in the habit of exercising, it's something quick and easy to do, and you're more likely to follow through with it, and you get to tell people that you exercise. I exercised.
I did this morning. My 50 jumps.
I did my exercises this morning.
I happened to skim that email last night before I went to bed, so I did do the 50 jumps
today.
Did
you?
I did. And it was 50 jumps. And here's the thing. I'm wondering if I broke the rules because I technically did not stay in place. I got bored staying in place.
Yeah.
And so I started to spin. That was way more
variety.
Fun. I will say I felt really goofy, and that's always a great start to my day.
The goofiness factor, right?
I think worked in my benefit.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's an underscored part of this, the goofy factor, and feeling goofy in the morning can actually wake you up a little bit and feel a good start to your day. That's a good one.
I think the improvisation of doing something different, doing a circle or like around the house or something, that's all part of this, I think. That's the good way to make it your own kind of thing.
You know how I felt, though, while I was doing it? Like, in my head, I was Joan of Arc from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure doing jazzercise in the mall.
I like that. I also like the idea of like the old animation where the characters just kind of bounced. Their legs didn't move. The idea of people just doing that in the morning. I want to ask the audience if they would try this, if you all would. Laura already answered. Thank you for that, Laura. Yep. Thank you for playing along. I'm curious if you would try this, Seth. And the audience, let us know, 715-424-2600. I tried this on Saturday and Sunday morning, and both mornings I lost count.
I got bored.
I got distracted. I'm like, am I on 25 or 20? And then I just picked up some weights.
I started spinning around 24, 25. That was where I got bored. I got
50
bored.
Is more than you think. I mean, that's part of this, too. You don't think about 50 until you actually have to count, how many things you're doing to there. I'd be willing to try it. Give it a try.
If for no other reason than to feel just a little bit goofier.
Yeah, yeah.
Not to say that she is.
It's all the oxygen going to your brain, right?
Not to say that she isn't listening, and if she is, we wish you a good morning, Beth. She isn't, please don't tell her this. Just do it.
I want to know her reaction.
Boing, boing, boing.
I'm like, why is Seth just jumping around? And in fact, that's to everybody out there. Don't tell your partners you're doing this.
Just do it.
Just go ahead and do it.
And just start, jump around the song while you're doing it and make people
change
wonder even more.
Yeah. Change your alarm today to remind yourself tomorrow.
There you go. See,
also,
perfect.
Seth, how quickly, because I know you said jumping around while you do your chores and stuff, how quickly would that transform into a skip for you?
Now that would be the thing, right? Because
is it still jumping?
Is it still jumping?
A lot of technicalities.
You want to find some varials. I'm your girl. I'm your girl.
Varials.
I like varials. That word, I like varials, actually. Laura's gone varial. She's gone varial.
Wow. Thanks, guys.
I'm with you on the jump around thing, especially if you're extra points if you're a Badger fan.
Right.
You get extra points for that.
Sure.
You're just practicing.
Fine.
You're just practicing.
Yeah, exactly. You can tell your friends that, yeah.
Especially if you live in a shoddy apartment with paper-thin walls or something.
Warming
like
up.
I'm just warming up, man. I'm just warming
up for the day.
One specialist weighed in to say that movement is movement, and in general, movement is good for us.
In general. Sure. It is, yeah.
To anybody out there, you certainly want to be careful about these things. I talked about doing this with my dad. I thought, hey, do you want to do this together and everything? And we were a little worried about his hip.
Sure.
Same thing with my mom. So keep that in mind, everybody.
Yeah.
To this specialist point, movement is movement. And I think whether it is
march in place.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it is like Laura and adding a little spin to it and mixing it up a little bit, or maybe twirling, I don't know. Skipping, I'm not sure on. I'm not sure on the
skipping
part. Full-fledged
cartwheels, maybe? I don't know, if you really want to get
whatever
into it.
Whatever you need to, that's an advanced level.
Yeah, that's very advanced. I've never been able to do one of those.
What is the likelihood of people doing this, the over-under? Because I think that on its core, it's very simple. But I wonder if it's too simple because, again, we got bored with it. And granted, we can be a little distracted sometimes.
I am hopeful that the married folks in the listening audience do this just to make their partners laugh. But I think it's more likely that a single person's going to do this than a person who is partnered.
Right, right. Well, and it's a trend. So, it's people try trends out and maybe they do it for a little while and then they move on to something else. That happens a lot.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see. And we want to hear from you. 715-424-2600. Call up. Let us know what you think and if you would give this one a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Did have a couple of notes I wanted to get to before we wrap up the opening monologue here. Just a quick shout out to my new son-in-law, Caleb, and my daughter, Isabel Olson.
Mm.
Her new last name.
Congratulations to them. Yes.
Beautiful ceremony in Appleton at the Nature Reserve there that we got to go to. Shout out to them and the great job that they did with all of that. Was a beautiful ceremony. Wonderful moment. I am still emotional about it. I'm bringing this up just to warn everybody about that. But the one thing that I thought, now they had nice music, but I just a real quick note. So they read their own, vows and everything.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And Caleb, great young man, could not ask for a better son-in-law. Mm-hmm. He's a great kid. He's a firefighter, all that stuff. He's handsome as all day. All that. It was a little hard to hear him. Little bit hard. Did a great job. It is a little hard. My little girl, my Izzy, goes up there, and this is outdoors. And granted, the speakers were not built for this or anything.
Right.
You could have heard her from a city over, man. She was clear. She was concise. She was emotional. It was perfect. We go up there to do pictures, and it's my first time talking to her since this and everything. And she's looking at me, and she's got those big eyes, and she's just, all this. And I want to tell her how proud I am of her and how special the moment is and to take it in and all this stuff. What do I do? Honey, you killed that. You nailed that performance. That was I'm still in director mode. I'm like talking to her like, your volume was great, your presentation was, and she's just so excited. She was
no notes.
She was going along with me on it. And it took about 3 minutes to be like, oh yeah, by the way, very proud of you. Congratulations. You did a nice job. Congratulations on being married. And
all the wedding stuff. Yeah.
I'm
horrible. Where you here.
I am horrible. But it was beautiful. I appreciate you having us and everything. It was wonderful. Be on the lookout for a lot of pictures, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to remind everyone as well that we are looking for all your Halloween events. If you're a nonprofit group and you're hosting a Halloween activity or an event this month, please be sure to let us know. We'd like to share it with our listeners. Mm-hmm. We'd also have we're going to have trick-or-treat times a little bit later in the month for local communities as well, like we've done for decades around here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Send your info, email it to us, info@WFHR.com, or give us a call at 715-424-1300. Call us during the weekday. And get us those times. We would love to celebrate with you.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
And, as I said, that the wedding was nice. There was some nice music that was being played, I thought, and everything. But could have used a little more Willie Nelson. Could have used a little more Willie Nelson.
That's what I always say. I've never been to
more
a
Willie
wedding
Nelson.
That I thought had enough Willie Nelson.
Well, we got more Willie coming to town, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
This Thursday, experience the magic of Willie Nelson with Willie and Family Live. It'll be this Thursday, 7:30 at the Performing Arts Center at the PAC right here in town. Willie and Family Live is more than just a tribute. It's an emergency. immersive experience that delves into the life and stories behind the red-headed stranger. It's a whole set is really cool, the way it's designed with a memorabilia and stuff. Mm-hmm. Grab those cowboy boots, dress up, and have some fun with this event. Be sure to get your tickets. You can get them 24/7 at savorthearts.com or give them a call at 715-424-2787, or you can call up.
Ooh.
Like right now?
Let's kick off the week giving away tickets.
Oh, let's do it. Let's
do it.
To this Willie Nelson tribute, call us up at 715-424-2600.
All we need is your favorite Willie Nelson song.
Yeah.
Yeah. That doesn't even have to be the,
I think he's recorded like thousands of songs.
He has literally recorded thousands of songs.
Whatever you say is it will be fine, yes.
Call up, get us
all the songs. Maybe he's recorded all the songs.
Maybe. It's got to be close.
there's a song about
the ones in English.
We look forward to getting you these tickets, everybody. Do want to say a big shout out to Sally Kistner in the Arts Council. Yeah. Always doing an amazing job. If you'd like a little preview of this, we had a Rapids Report. Laura and I had Michael on a Rapids Report with us and everything.
Yeah,
and did a
Michael
great job.
Is playing the part of Willie in it, right? Yeah.
That's right. He is Willie Nelson.
Yes. And to the point where his voice, just his normal speaking voice,
like
he really
he just does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and take a caller here. Good morning. Did you want those Willie Nelson tickets?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Can you give us your favorite Willie Nelson song?
Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
Oh.
Well chosen.
Nice.
Good job.
Well done.
Enjoy
oh, you
your
earned
tickets.
These. Yeah, you earned these. Can I get your first name?
Judy.
Judy, thank you so much for listening and playing along. What town are you calling us from?
Rapids.
All right. Got ourselves a Rapids winner. Very cool. Judy, hang on the line. I'm going to get a little information from you off air, but you just got yourself two tickets to see Willie and Finley live this Thursday at the Performing Arts Center. Thank you so much for listening and playing along.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. We're going to talk to Judy in a second. We'll come back and do some celebrating with our good friends at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Ooh. Boo. Did I scare you? Probably not, but I bet your aunt's mystery casserole for the holidays is going to scare your socks off. Why take a chance on a frightening meal this holiday? Take the fear out of the holidays with El Cafe in Port Edwards. Order your favorite items, have them delivered, and relax. The holidays can be frightful enough. Call 715-887-2213. That's 715-887-2233. Let El Cafe take the fear out of your holiday.
Hey, Mom, can I go out with my friends?
You're getting sick again? You need to stay home and rest.
Okay.
I know I can't get sick again.
No!
Oh, what? Oh, it was only a dream. I'm heading to Family Natural Foods first thing in the morning.
Family Natural Foods is there for your family with elderberry immune support from Terry Naturally. Protect yourself and don't miss another day with help from Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids.
Ladies and gentlemen, pets, imaginary friends, take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 with 97.5 FM WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. If it was released from 1990 to 1999, we will play it Sunday nights 8 to 9. Send me your requests with your beeper, or maybe DM me on the socials, or email me james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Sunday nights 8 to 9 on WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. Booyah!
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies with a few showers possible mainly in the morning. It'll be a chillier day with highs in the low to mid 60s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows near 40. Sunny and comfortable on Tuesday. High temperatures in the mid 60s. Right now, 53 degrees.
I'm just going to play Autumn in New York. It's not really a birthday song. Somebody's got birthdays in autumn.
Sure.
We hope you're all having a great morning out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Time to do some celebrating with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Yeah. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you. Talk about our great friends over at El Cafe. Go visit them tomorrow when they open their doors at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. They give you Monday to go ahead and get your menu set, figure out what you want to kick off things off on Tuesday, and then go in there, and when you see their specials, completely change your mind.
Always.
There is nothing but good stuff over at El Cafe.
Let them convince you.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, it's a good line. Oh, that should be their tagline. That's good.
You can have it. It's free.
Get on over there today, everybody, and celebrate with our great friends at Elk. Tomorrow, I'm sorry.
Tomorrow.
Got excited. Part of what I got excited about is this pumpkin spice pancakes. I really want to try those.
That is really
sounds
exciting.
Really good.
No, that's fair.
Get on over there, everybody. And, of course, get us those birthdays and anniversaries so we can keep celebrating with you. Mm-hmm. Email us, info@WFHR.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages, or you can call on up.
That's right, 715-424-2600 to let us know your birthday and or anniversary.
We look forward to celebrating with you, everybody. Thanks so much for that. Live birthdays, nothing better. Nothing better than live birthdays and anniversaries. So let me see here.
All right, so Laura,
give me a one or a two.
Two.
All right, that gives us that qualifier. All righty, there we go. So first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Hannah Quick.
Happy birthday, Hannah.
Longtime listeners out there may know that Hannah used to join us with the chamber and everything some time. Yeah. Hannah was a good friend of ours over on the Rapid Support and everything. Had a lot of fun with her. Mm-hmm. Enjoy her and hope she is having a great day out there. Enjoy your day, Hannah.
Yeah.
And our qualifier, Naomi Sanders.
Happy birthday, Naomi.
Happy birthday.
Naomi told us that she is a new listener and appreciates
it. Listening.
Her and her husband check us out every morning and they enjoy our silliness.
We're going to bring the silly.
yeah, that's it. Right. You got the market cornered on silly.
I started my day off goofy. It's going to be fine.
So we appreciate those. Let's see here. Do we have a live one? Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. Could you please tell me whose name was picked for September? Because I had an appointment and I couldn't listen.
Yes. Let me double check here. Oh, no, I don't have it on there yet, it looks like. Is that?
It was Anderson. I remember the last name. I can't remember
Anderson.
The first name.
It was Anderson. Yeah. Yeah. I thought I had it here, but I do not. I will double check and I will get that out to you before the end of the hour, okay?
Well, if it's Anderson, it isn't the name I was looking for.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Fair enough. You heard what you needed.
Yeah. Yeah, but thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you.
Have a good morning. Best listeners in radio. Mm-hmm. We appreciate y'all. So let's go ahead and see who share your birthdays with everybody. I'm going to be honest, a little bit of a thin list today.
Sure.
A little bit of a thin one.
All right.
All cool people are born next week anyway.
Yeah. Trevor Lawrence celebrating a birthday today and playing on Monday Night Football against the Chiefs tonight.
Oh, Trevor Lawrence playing his birthday.
Interesting story of his. We're still kind of waiting on him. Not a bad quarterback. Just he was kind of the next great quarterback and
hasn't turned out that way quite yet.
Addison Rae is 25, star of She's All That and He's All That. She's in the most recent Ed Gein movie, I guess, as well. She's a good actor.
Woo. Mm-hmm.
The great Brett Gelman is 49. A lot of people know him as Murray on Stranger Things. He has been a great character actor in many, many things. A big beard. Mm-hmm. And it usually plays an awkward, weird character and does it great. Mm-hmm. He's very, very good at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Sisto is 51. Agent Valentine on FBI. He was also Billy on 6 Feet Under. He was on Law & Order for a while.
A
detective on Law & Order with Anthony Anderson. Mm-hmm. I thought they were an incredible pairing. They were really good together. Also thought he was a big name to be a detective on Law & Order. I was surprised to see him take that role, but a good role. Man, I'd kill for that. Play a detective on Law & Order. I don't know what I've thought about this for a long time. I don't know what I would rather do. Be a detective on Law & Order or be an attorney on the show and I could finally get my mother off of my back. I don't know. I don't know. Both are very tempting.
I have a dream about that, too. I want to be a dead body.
Yeah.
I want to be a dead body in Law & Order. That'd
be
fun.
Sweet spot.
Yeah, right there. Yep.
Being honest with the audience, my acting friends, the people that I've talked to for many years, and all of these are character actors, and nobody, nothing like that, but we talk about stuff, and did you hear so-and-so got a gig, and kind of rooting for each other and everything. Almost every one of them, their dream acting job is that.
Dead body?
Is to
they
be
want
a dead
to be a
body.
Dead body for a minute.
to be fair, some of them are CSI. You know, it's not just Law & Order.
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunities
there
for dead bodies.
Everybody wants to play a dead body.
It's the dream gig. It's great.
A friend of ours that has learned to hold their breath just in case that part ever comes
around.
That's
awesome. That's some real dedication there.
He's a great guy. He's a bit older.
Yeah.
But, great guy. And I wish him, I'm just hoping one day to be watching a show and I
there
see
he
him
is.
As a dead
man. Oh, that'd be awesome.
Pretty cool.
That would be awesome.
Amy Jo Johnson is 55. Kimberly, the Pink Power Ranger.
Oh, really? Oh, cool.
She was on
her.
She was on Felicity as well.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Speaking of loving somebody, Elizabeth Shue is 62.
Oh, sure.
Allie in the Karate Kid movies. Julie in CSI. She was, of course, I think one of her greatest roles, Leaving Las Vegas. Some of the best acting she ever did, if not her best acting, is in Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah.
She was recently in the first season of The Boys and did a great job on that. But every one of us fell in love with her during Adventures in Babysitting.
That's the one.
That is the one.
That's the one.
That one, that iconic film from the 80s.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It is iconic.
Mm-hmm. There's certain movies that, whether they were good or bad, does not matter. They just hold place in our memory banks.
Mm-hmm.
Short Circuit, anybody.
Oh, my God. Wow.
That one came up during the run of the play, so that's why it popped in my head. The first African-American to ever win a Super Bowl title, Tony Dungy, is 70 today. This is hilarious. Seth and I were just talking about forgotten Super Bowls this morning and did not know it was Tony Dungy's birthday.
Wow. How about that?
Classy former coach of the Indianapolis Colts. He currently is on the pregame of Sunday Night Football.
Okay.
But great coach. And a lot of people would argue he has actually two Super Bowl titles because Tampa Bay won the year after he left.
Right.
And a lot of people felt that was his team.
That was probably, it was his team, by the way.
And let's see here. That's about to, oh, Ellen Travolta is 86, John's sister.
She
played Charles' mother and Lillian on Charles in Charge and was also on Joni Loves Chachi.
Her entire career attached to Scott Baio. I don't know if I want that.
Ooh, that is rough. You know it's bad that when you're a little kid and you're watching an actor like Scott Baio, and I'm like 10 and I'm judging him as an actor. Like, that's not good.
No.
That's not good, man. That's just not good.
Oh, boy.
It wasn't for that smile. I don't know Scott Baio ever got cast.
Yeah.
I don't get it. We do get our friends at El Cafe.
Yeah,
I encourage you to go to elcafewi.com. Check out their menu. Find out some cool things that they're doing over there. Mm-hmm. Be sure to like their Facebook page as well. It's a great way to not only check out their weekly specials and some, you know, random stuff that they kind of come up with when they do a lot of nonprofit things and a lot of things in the area.
Yep.
But it is such a welcome thing to pop up in your feed. It's always positive. It's always fun.
I
encourage you to subscribe to them on Facebook, everybody.
And stop in and get food tomorrow.
Yes.
Delicious food.
And of course, keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries so we can keep celebrating with you. We love celebrating with you. Big shout out to Hannah and Naomi Sanders. Wishing you all happy birthdays out there.
Happy birthday.
Take a quick time out, get to our news, sports, entertainment, and partner break. When we come back, have we reached peak social media awareness? Have we hit our peak? Have we hit our peak?
I'm curious.
We're going to find out, but I think we know the answer.
Yeah.
It's coming up on The Morning Show.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. This month, the State Department of Transportation urges parents and caregivers to set good examples for teen drivers. Isabella Nieto has more.
A teen driver is involved in a crash every 28 minutes in Wisconsin. In 2024, teen drivers were involved in over 18,000 crashes statewide, causing 70 fatalities and over 5,000 injuries. 24 teenage drivers were killed in these crashes. October is Teen Driver Safety Month, encouraging parents and caregivers to teach their teens how to drive safely. In a video released by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, State Trooper Drager urged parents to make sure their teens know the rules of the road before getting behind the wheel.
Your teen watches how you drive, so be sure to set the right example. Be consistent with the message you tell your teen and your own driving behaviors.
The Wisconsin DOT urges parents and caregivers to have conversations with their teens about the importance of safe driving and being clear about the rules. Never drive impaired, buckle up, avoid distractions, and watch the speed limit.
We all have a role in keeping teens safe on the road. Thanks for doing your part.
For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
United Way's Day of Caring is scheduled for October 25th this year. People can still register to get help with their yards. This community event is intended to help elderly or disabled residents who would otherwise have difficulty getting their yards ready for winter. You have until 4 p.m. on October 10th to register with the United Way. You can call 715-421-0390. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Game two is tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Cubs in the NLDS. Milwaukee winning game one, 9-3 on Saturday. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Well, I mean, we're down 1-0. Nothing else changes besides that. It's 1-0. I don't think, I'm not sure we'd manage the game differently on Monday, up 1-0, down 1-0. So it I'm not sure it does. We made it harder for ourselves. We got to win 3 out of 4 now. They got to win 2 out of 4. That's it.
The Cubs will start Shota Imanaga. Brewers manager Pat Murphy was asked.
Murph, what are your pitching plans?
Yeah, Ashby's going to start. I don't know if Priester will be next. I really don't.
NFL, the Packers back at work after having a bye week. They host the Cincinnati Bengals Sunday at 3:25. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Peaky Blinders is the gift that keeps on giving to its loyal fans. Netflix and the BBC have announced that the popular show about the Shelby crime gang is getting a 2-season sequel, according to Screen Rant. The period drama, created by Stephen Knight, will have 6 episodes in each season that will air on BBC One in the UK and Netflix worldwide. The new seasons will pick up after the Peaky Blinders movie, also written by Knight, called The Immortal Man. There is no release date yet for the film, which stars Cillian Murphy, Stephen Graham, and Rebecca Ferguson. There were rumors that the movie would be the end of the franchise, but that no longer appears to be the case. Knight says that the show will follow a new generation of Shelbys in the sequel. The Immortal Man will act as a bridge between the original show, which ran for 6 seasons, and the new iteration. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over 3 decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
Big Ten football returns to Madison this fall. The Wisconsin Badgers battle Iowa, Ohio State, Washington, and others to defend Camp Randall this season. From the grind of every snap to the roar of jump around, Badgers leave it all on the field. Be a part of all the tradition Wisconsin football has to offer. Single game tickets are available now at uwbadgers.com or by calling 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Together, we're Wisconsin like that.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the Badgers game at Michigan and also the Brewers taking on the Cubs over the weekend. Where are we at in the NLDS? Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air will join us and talk a little news as well.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open, brought to you by the Hotel Mead. We'll tell you something good.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies with a few showers possible, mainly in the morning. It'll be a chillier day with highs in the low to mid 60s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows near 40. Sunny and comfortable on Tuesday, high temperatures in the mid-60s. Right now, 53 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope y'all are having a great Monday out there. Laura, Seth, and James here with you. Hope you're enjoying your week so far. Mm-hmm. Want to get out there really quick. Congratulations to our September winner, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, Betty Anderson. Get that out there one more time.
Yeah.
Betty, by now, may already have her gift certificate.
We can still celebrate that you won.
Yes.
Congratulations. Yep. You're a winner all month until we... pull a new one.
That's right.
There was a time when social media was fun.
It's true. Now I remember it.
It actually feels like the social about social media is that we're all kind of in this together in the suffering part of it, or just the enjoyment of it, or the running away from it.
We're commiserating.
Yeah, now. There you go.
A report in the Financial Times asks if they if we've passed, quote, peak social media. A digital audience insights company looked at data from more than 250,000 adults over from 50 countries and found that time spent on social media peaked in 2022 and since then has been on a rapid decline.
Wow.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Across the world, adults 16 and older are spending an average of 2 hours and 20 minutes per day on social platforms. That's down 10% since 2022. The sharpest decline is among teens and 20-somethings, although many millennials and some Gen Xers seem to be deleting their accounts, too.
I did.
Wow.
I left Facebook in 2022, and I left TikTok in 2023.
I have to admit, I just came across this story this morning, and when I saw the 2022 thing, I thought that was odd that you had done that. That's just crazy. The odds of that, that's wild.
I'm right on there.
Jumped out of trend, or did you start a trend?
I don't know. Maybe she was.
I am the trend.
Yeah, there you go. Tech experts say users have basically been pushed out by reducing the actual socialness and connectiveness, connectedness, and replaced it with ads. Quote, suggested content, more ads, negativity bots, stupidity, and more ads.
Yep.
My, I watch basically two shows pretty consecutively throughout Monday through Friday. They're both sports shows. One of them, I'm on the verge of leaving because there are so many ads that pop up.
Oy.
And then if it's not ads that are popping up, them as a show are doing ads. Everything's sponsored, everything's done. And I understand, especially in the medium that we're in radio, where we're thankful to be here, we're proud to be here, all of those things.
And we appreciate our sponsors.
A 1,000,000,000%. But those sponsors, those businesses out there, have to be just as key on this as we are. Because you run the risk of becoming an infomercial.
Yeah. You're alienating your audience by becoming an infomercial.
Ask most people about YouTube ads, people that advertise on YouTube. Ask how many people have ever bought anything off of there. What are the stats on that stuff? Obviously, the two worlds need each other. Business world and certainly any media need mediums need that.
Sure.
From TV to movies to on down. Everybody needs advertisers, and advertisers need us. It's a mutual beneficial relationship. So both parties need to realize if you oversaturate the market, nobody's going to listen or watch. Like, there is a balance there that has to be figured out. And this is for the best of the audience, not just the audience, but the businesses. We're not, you know, this is a business thing, too.
Well, and it's similar to AI on several levels, because really, the AI that is being pushed on us is basically just an intelligent algorithm. And that's what all of social media is now. It's just another extension of thrusting AI upon the public, despite us not asking for this.
There is one place in the world where social media isn't in free fall, North America.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Where the report says, quote, consumption of social media's diet of extreme rhetoric, engagement bait, and slop continues to climb. So around the rest of the world, they have gotten pretty better at seeing these bots, the suggested content, the negativity bots, and all that. Here in North America, and to be fair, this is including Mexico and Canada. It's not just us.
Right.
But here in North America, we have not been able to figure this out to where we still have Uncle Joe out there who sees this thing from a negativity bot or something and then just takes it and has to put it all over his social media, make sure everybody knows that, you know, actually, guess what? The earth isn't round or flat, it's rectangle, because this negativity bot told me and everything, so now the world's actually a rectangle, everybody, and there he's running with it and stuff. As a side note, I actually fell asleep a little bit Saturday night. I actually got about an hour and a half of sleep. What I dreamt of was that the world actually was flat, and I had to own it, and I had to go on the air Monday and own all of it, and how I horribly wrong, and how sorry I am.
You've had some wild dreams, but that one might be my favorite.
That one is crazy.
I woke up practically sweating. It was a true nightmare. It
That's
was
wild.
Man,
it's round. It's round.
It sure is.
So even still, even with that engagement and all that, even still, America may be at the peak right now because social media may finally be jumping the shark. And guess what we can finally say something good about?
AI.
Oh man, and I was just trash talking
him. But you had a point. You were teasing it.
Yes, I did.
Meta and OpenAI have announced new social platforms that will be, quote, filled with AI generated short form videos. And if anything can kill social media, it's nonstop AI.
Oh, wow.
That'll kill it dead.
So I don't think that
it reminds me of the dead internet theory.
Yeah. Which is out there. I don't know if I'm quite there yet.
But. No, but that is definitely a fast track to it.
For those that don't know, could you throw that out there, what that is?
So the dead internet theory is the theory that at a certain point we're going to approach where the internet and social media specifically is almost entirely bots, and there are no living people on it anymore. It's just
bots talking to bots.
Botting at each other.
Yeah, right. Basically, kind of thing. Yeah.
Well, it'll be nice for the bots to have somewhere to go.
Right.
You know, I mean, and then nice
they somewhere to hang out. You know,
let them run free. Yeah. You know,
that sure was viral. Brian from Newark.
I love the idea of Facebook and all these sites just becoming bots on bots.
Bots on bots.
Just
nothing but.
I do think, too, that you're like everything in life. What goes up must come down. So there mm-hmm. this was a matter of time before this happened. And like, you know, Laura was mentioning how she dropped out of social media. Seth has never even jumped in.
Not really, no.
And I'm meeting more and more people in my life mm-hmm. that are like that mm-hmm. are more like you two than somebody out there like one of my students who can't seem to get off of social media.
Right.
Yes, I'm calling him out, but I've known him for 3 years and he's never gotten any better about this.
Right.
When it comes to that, I think that there needs to be a little grace that we give each other with this, where sure. this is a brand new thing and we're still trying to figure out all the kinks and stuff
right.
of it.
Right. The human brain is dealing with this for the first time ever. Mm-hmm. We're still dealing with the internet for the first time ever.
It's only been around for like 30 years. It's right. not even so been like, that long.
We need to take it easy on ourselves. These are growing pains.
Mm-hmm. We're still getting in accidents all the time with cars. And we've had cars forever.
Well, over 100 years,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
so. We're still figuring that out. Like, we're smart, but we're only so smart.
Right.
Well, I think that with that, that's encouraging. I genuinely find this last part about the AI thing actually a little bit of a, like, I know we're joking around about it, but there's a little bit of
it. It makes you feel optimistic, doesn't it?
Kind of does. It mm-hmm. kind of does.
Like, people are going to go out and meet people again.
Yep.
I think that.
In the wild.
Because these companies have proven they're going to shove this down our throats.
Yeah.
Every single one of these companies, and it doesn't matter who they are, I'm calling them all out. Mm-hmm. Every one of them that have this AI built into their emails or everything that nobody asked for.
Nope.
Nobody asked for your AI.
No. And we, the consumer, are being given the option of either going along with it or opting out.
We're seeing, so a while ago, we kind of saw, the customer isn't always right. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, well, so that's a thing. That's fine, all right. What we're seeing more and more of is businesses and companies being like, we don't longer care what our consumers want.
Right.
We have an abundance of this stuff, and you're going to take it. Like mm-hmm. we ordered way too much pumpkin spice AI, way too much. So now you guys got to take our pumpkin spice AI, because we got to get it out of this building. Like it used
it's
to be
disrespectful.
It was just Crazy Larry Electronics Store. I'm Crazy Larry, no. And everything's got to go.
Actually,
so I'm putting away washer and dryer for 10 cents. You know, it used to be that. Now every one of these companies
Larry.
Has turned into Crazy Larry. Where you got to take our AI, take our AI.
I think Laura, it's actually even worse than that. It's not disrespectful. It's contempt. Tempestuous.
Yes,
they don't care.
They don't think that we think. They don't think that we care. And they think that we're just going to go along with it because they want us to.
And they're monopolies.
And one other thing I'll tag on to this as far as what they think of us. Apparently, they don't think we're creative. At all.
Yeah. Really stupid.
Like the AI
really
is
do.
Everywhere.
They do not think anything of us.
No. I can answer an email. I don't need you
right?
for this.
Also, you don't need to give me a rundown of this email. I can read it myself. It's 3 sentences long.
If anyone needs that, seriously.
You do not need to do that. For
summarize
me.
My 3-sentence email.
Just don't summarize my email.
If you are a fan of AI, if you like some of this stuff, please, we will keep this conversation going for the remainder of this show. Like, and I don't mean today, I mean forever. if you are interested, if you care about it, please let us know. We'd love to hear a counter story. I'd love to hear another side of this.
And I wouldn't be as upset if it was something that we were given the option of opting in for, but we're not. Mm-hmm. We're being given only the option to opt out.
They did not learn from, what was it, Apple, that like just gave everybody that U2 album like a while ago. It was years ago.
Boy, we didn't like that.
Nobody wanted that. It just, like, U2 has not been the same since then.
No,
that
they
band
have not.
Has not been the same since. They haven't learned not anything recovered. From this. No. We don't want your AI. Just
or
don't
your
want
album,
it.
Yeah.
Take a time out. We'll be back with more show. Morning show on WFHR.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits. No, we can't read them. Deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 PM.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have mostly cloudy skies this afternoon. A stray shower can be ruled out. Highs near the 60-degree mark, a north breeze. Shower chances for this evening will wind down, skies turning mostly clear. Lows in the lower 40s, mid-60s Tuesday. It's 53 at our studios.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Laura, Seth, James here with you. Thanks so much for being here with us. We appreciate you. Got a great hour lined up for you in the 10 o'clock hour. It's going to kick off with the kitchens open. Beth's going to join us for that. Shout out to the Hotel Mead for sponsoring that segment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Afterwards, we'll get a monthly veterans update from our good friend Tom Heiser, joining us from our local VFW. Looking forward to talking with Tom. That's going to be a good one. And a little entertainment news for you as well. See what time we have for other stories. We'll see who we can get in there. But I wanted to touch on this one. I wanted some time with it. It's October, which means the clock is officially ticking on Halloween costumes.
It's true.
Especially if you're a parent who's hoping to make your kid's costume this year. In a survey, 52% of parents say that they're planning to DIY their kid's costumes. And the percentages were the highest in Colorado, Iowa, California, Maryland, and Arkansas. Obviously, saving money is the number one reason, since everything has become a bit expensive.
Right.
But there are other reasons. Some parents are making costumes, and making costumes is more creative and unique. Others say the costumes they want weren't available. The quality isn't worth the price, or, quote, just a family tradition of making them.
Okay. The average,
which, by the way, that part has risen quite a bit as That's far really as cool. the family tradition of just making your costumes.
Yeah.
The average DIY costume costs under $40, while the average ready-made costume costs well over $70. Wow. And that adds up if you have to dress multiple trick-or-treaters,
or if
you want to have add-ons to those costumes, of course. 81% of parents feel pressure to create Instagram-worthy costumes. 81%.
Wow.
Speaking of social media.
Yeah.
Wow.
With Idaho parents being the most stressed out about it, followed by Missouri and Connecticut.
Idaho. I'm sorry, y'all. That's rough.
Apparently, they don't have anything else to worry about.
Nothing else in Idaho.
There aren't a lot of details on what all these parents are making yet, but Pokemon is still very popular, along with Taylor Swift costumes,
Labubu.
You're right.
Classic spooky costumes like witches, werewolves, ghosts, vampires, and skeletons, superheroes, and other unique creatures.
Mm-hmm.
These are the more popular ones right now. Of course, we'll get into the most popular Halloween costumes in another segment.
Of course.
I happen to be incredibly fortunate to have such massively creative kids that are just naturally drawn to cosplay stuff. For the last, I'd say, 3 years, a good portion of their costumes were self-made. Last year, my oldest's costume was fully self-made. And I had no part in this. This is all, like, I just bought them the pieces that they needed to this. I think it's really, really cool, and it's a really fun outlet. It's a good, constructive way for them to waste time, you know? It's good stuff. Highly recommend.
Absolutely.
I know growing up, this was something my mom tried to do with us a bit, and my dad tried to do with us a bit, and it didn't go very well. but you know, the attempt was there. And it was something that was kind of fun. I actually think, you know, and I understand the industry that's out there and everything, but I kind of wish that this was more the norm of making your costume.
Everything would be more unique. It'd be really interesting to see all the costumes, because we wouldn't have 17... Wednesday Addams is every year.
Right, exactly.
I think the idea of...
No discredit to Wednesday Addams. It's a great costume. It's a classic for a reason.
Right. Talk about this a bit with building things and the idea of driving around and seeing the things that you've built and stuff. Mm-hmm. A lot of construction workers, a lot of adults that take pride in those things. Mm-hmm. I think a similar thing happens with kids.
Mm-hmm.
We can remember this. Do you remember making your first diorama or bringing it home or showing your parents something like this? Or anytime you built something or made something as a kid, you wanted to tell the world. Now imagine your costume if you built that and you made that and everything. You had a hand in making that. I imagine that would be a pretty, you know, something that kids would take pride in.
Yeah.
Give them a little bit of, you know, working those creative muscles a little bit more and everything. I actually think that regardless of how much money you have or how many kids you have, I think that might be the better approach of just being much more encouraging of that. Or, hey, I'll get you started. Here's the outline of what you need or the thing that we can
create. I'll get you the base.
Yeah. Right. And then building from that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been fortunate to see some of the girls' costumes, Laura, over the years, and I think they're better than I would have bought or anything.
I agree, yeah.
It's so cool.
Well, and it's not only the fun of doing, you know, putting it together, getting all the pieces kind of thing. I mean, if you're like into a certain thing that not many people are in, there's not going to be costumes out there for it. You got to make it yourself kind of thing, right?
My kids are into animatronics.
Yeah,
and
right.
Those are very expensive costumes.
Yes.
And so, yeah, they're going to make their own.
They figured out themselves, right? Yeah.
Let's take a call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah.
Yes. Growing up in the 50s and something, that was our only option to make our own costumes. Mm-hmm. We didn't have much store-bought costumes, especially with 12 kids around. So
sure, yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
We were always
guys were always hobos. Now that's not even proper terminology anymore. So
yeah,
but you're right. I was gonna. I was wondering if that was the go-to costume
for a long time.
I had a cousin who did a hobo for like 3 years in a row. It's just I don't know. He just was lazy or something. But no, he loved it. I guess.
We appreciate that, sir. Thank you. You have a good morning. It's a good note on this. You know, there's generations out there that's all the way they did things and stuff. And I would say that even my parents were a little like that when it came up to those kind of the things that they wanted to do.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, my mom's costume that she's had for decades is one that she made herself. She's dressed as Raggedy Ann for the last, like, 20 years.
Really? And, oh, yeah, that's cool.
She made it when I was young. I still vividly remember which house we lived in when she was dyeing that mop for her wig. But yeah, she basically just found, you know, a plaidish blue and white kind of dress, put extra frills on it, and dyed a mop red, and that's what she wears.
I have to give credits to another one of my cousins. He invented one of my favorite costumes ever. He did the Invisible Man.
Oh. That's fantastic.
Where he literally had every part of his body
white.
Covered No, he had like the movie. Head was wrapped in an ACE bandage, and the only thing was like the bottom of his nose so he could breathe. That was open. Otherwise, he was completely covered head to foot. So it looked like just like the Invisible Man from the movies, which was, I mean, that was really inventive. That was clever.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is really cool. That is a really cool idea. Now I'm kind of thinking, oh, man, I wish I would have thought of that.
Oh, my goodness.
So, well, not
be a scarecrow, James. Well, just you can be inventive. Make it yourself. You'll be fine. Scarecrow.
But I'm still threatening to do the where you get like candy bar wrappers and then you put them all over your tape them on there and then you show, like some silly string and go as the floor of a movie theater.
Yes, that's so, a classic.
Yeah.
That's a guy. I remember seeing a student do that 1 year, and they had like a big box of M&Ms on their back. Mm. Like, I don't know if they made it or not, but it was really funny. It was great.
That's excellent.
Also couldn't sit down the whole time.
No, they couldn't. No. You have to think functional too about when you're putting your costumes together.
The other positive here, I think, that's happening as well is the idea of maybe saving your kids from one of the more scarring moments. Because when I first moved to the South Side of Chicago, and my first Halloween around there, we were surprised because we didn't know the kids were able to celebrate Halloween in the schools at the time. They had just introduced a lot of different equipment to, you know, see if weapons were being brought into the school, all this stuff.
Sure.
So we kind of found out the week of, and my parents were scrambling, and obviously we didn't have the money for a costume or anything like that. And my mom and dad, as noted before, not the most hands creative people or creating things and stuff. So they found an old Pink Panther costume that my Aunt Pat used to wear. And just thought, well, Jimmy's tall. He'll fit in that. So guess what I got to do? Going to school, Berto Clemente High, as a kid in the South Side of Chicago, walking around with a Pink Panther costume where my tail was longer than I am.
Brilliant.
And people, but you could have just owned it.
And people wonder how I learned to fight. People will wonder how I learned how to handle myself and everything. And you're absolutely right. The version of me now would have just owned it.
You would have just been like, yeah, this is what I've got.
Yep.
A young, grumpy
you
me.
You want to fight about it?
Oh, man. You just save your kids from... the handed-down costumes is also a tradition, though.
Yeah. Right, man. You are so right.
There are a lot of fun costumes.
That's a good one, right.
We do keep ours year after year for that reason, too. Also, they can dress up year-round with those.
Built character. It built character for me.
That's what it did.
I learned how to right hook. when it comes to those costumes being made by parents out there, we would love your feedback throughout October of what you're building, what you're making. If you even want to let us know how the process is going, I think that'd be kind of fun. And we want what your kids are dressing up for this year or what you're dressing up for.
Yeah.
Let us know. We'd love to hear from you. 715 424-2600. You can call or text us through the Civic Media app as well. As long as I'm bringing it up, I want to send a shout out to all of our Central Wisconsin listeners out there helping us with last week's the Go for the Green or Gold multi-state text win contest.
Yeah, you really showed up, man.
Wow, did you guys show up?
It was a lot of fun.
We'll have the winners and results for you in this week. Be listening for that, everybody. And another reminder, as long as we're talking about Halloween, if your nonprofit group is hosting a Halloween activity or an event this month, please be sure to let us know. Bring it to us.
Please.
We'd like to share it with our listeners. We'll also have trick-or-treat times from our local communities later in the month. You can get us that information by emailing us info@WFHR.com or give our front desk a call, 715-424-1300. Call 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. We would love for you to get that to us.
Exactly.
We would love to help promote your nonprofit.
We're looking forward to that and looking forward to hearing about your DIY costumes and stuff.
Yeah.
All that. Let us know.
Email pictures of the progress to info@WFHR.com. I want to see it.
Yes. Oh, that'd be interesting. Yes. Yeah, that'd be fun.
I think that'd be fun. Yeah. That's a fun way to do it. That's a good idea.
Oh, that reminds me real quick. I don't have a sheet in front of me, but there is tomorrow at the Macmillan Library from 5 to 7, is a costume swap.
Yeah.
That is going on, and just to
that's put it, not what we're talking about.
That's right. It's a great way to save money and the environment. You know, just reuse costumes, kind of like the hand-me-downs, like James was talking about.
Look at the brain on this guy.
And so go head on down there. That you do not need to bring a costume to take one. Just so people know, basically you can get one for free. So we do encourage
community involvement.
Exactly, and
building community at the local library.
If you have no idea what they want to go as, they can go there and maybe come up with an idea.
Browse, maybe you'll find
costumes.
Something.
Yeah, that's right.
Keep in mind, they've got their Monday movies going on today over there at McMillan as well, so go check that out. And you can go ahead and check out the costume swap that is happening at the Fire and Art All-Purpose Room, 5 to 7 tomorrow. That'll be at the All-Purpose Room at McMillan Library. Big shout-out to them doing this. I think that's one of the cooler things that that I've heard of in this area.
Do we have that one printed off somewhere? We need that printed off somewhere.
Definitely get that. We've got it on the calendar. I know. That's why I know about it. So that's...
And we love talking about world records around here, and by that I mean I like forcing the team here to talk about world records. An Alabama resident took his facial hair to a record-breaking length, with his beard locks reaching a staggering length of 3 feet and 6 inches.
No, that's impressive. How tall is he, though?
Great question.
Three feet, four inches, no.
Right?
Rudolph Martino moved to Birmingham, California in 2015, and he earned the Guinness World Record because he's been growing it since then.
That's great. So he's just going to keep breaking this record year after year.
Seriously, though, that's awesome.
But,
man,
like, here's also the thing. I get that your beard is 3 feet long. Mm-hmm. But if you're, like, 6 foot or taller, it's not even as impressive, is it?
No, it doesn't seem as much. You're right. Yeah, I know what you think.
You put that 3 foot beard on a 5'9" fella, and you're like, that's impressive, friend.
It's the relationship, yeah.
A 6'2" dude, and you're like... You got to pump up those numbers, dog.
He's sitting down, so it's hard to see.
Yeah.
But it is a long one.
That is really impressive, man.
This guy.
That's a pretty, you know, I kind of feel like if you're going to have like that kind of beer, you got to go all out.
You got to really go for it.
You got to really, really reach for the floor, I suppose.
Reach for the floor.
Going down, yeah. We will come back with the kitchens open, our monthly veterans update, and plenty more fun on the morning show right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Last night, a federal judge blocked deployment to Oregon. Today, Illinois sued to stop National Guard troops from moving into Chicago, where protesters tangled with ICE agents over the weekend. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott posting on X that he had authorized the move. He wrote, "You can either fully enforce protection for federal employees, or you can get out of the way and let the Texas Guard do it."
This is day six of a government shutdown. Correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns is at the Capitol.
There has been no movement over the weekend. The two sides aren't talking to each other, really.
The Supreme Court has begun a new term by rejecting an appeal from the late Jeffrey Epstein's imprisoned friend, Ghislaine Maxwell. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
That means that her only solution will be to try to get a pardon from President Trump. And we don't know exactly if he wants to do that, given the current controversy over Jeffrey Epstein.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.